Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 59 of GDN, the podcast. Guys, today is a very monumental day in the history of the pod, right? Why? Because we have two guests. Not that we haven't had two guests on the pod before.
We haven't.
But the caliber of these two guests, I feel, will never be touched again. Do you know what I mean? Because we're going to start with the one that you'll probably know more, unfortunately. Because, you know, we happen to live in the same house. Actually, both of you guys happen to live in the same house. All right, fine. Guys, this is Daniela. You know her.
Hi, guys. Why am I waving like they can see me? Anyway, I'm back with another bang on.
Guys are in Birmingham. This is crazy. I'm not back home. Yeah. They came to see me.
We came to see him. We went on a little pilgrimage.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. You know, they made use of their extra time during half time.
Yeah. I mean, I actually had to pencil him into my tight schedule.
I mean, you really didn't.
I really did.
Okay.
Had to push some things back, you know.
Really?
I actually did.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't worry.
Anytime.
All right, whatever. You're done. second guest on the pod. And, you know, guys, she was on the last episode. Last episode did numbers. Numbers. So, you know, we had to bring her back.
We had to double it.
It's Leela. She's back.
Hello.
She's back.
I also made a really long pilgrimage from across the hall.
Oh, guys.
It was actually a treacherous journey. She actually endured different types of weather.
I fought dragons. Crossed chasms.
No, honestly, she had to, you know those...
I almost lost my life.
No, you know when you have to... You know that, like... Every year in Bear Grylls, they used to run through the fucking river.
Yeah.
And yeah, she had to do all of that.
Me.
It was crazy.
And now I'm here.
Now we're here. And we're all alive and well. Diona is also in the room and she's just chilling on my bed playing GTA. Yeah. So if you hear a helicopter sound.
Yeah.
You
know,
she's currently on 4 stars, 1 level. But anyway, if you hear like the whirring of an airplane in the background, that is my console. And that is Diona playing the console. But anyway, today we're here. You guys read the title. Guys, progression, progress. It's a lonely place. It's a very lonely place. And, you know, we're going to start today's pod off just by explaining what progress means. But, like, before we get to the Google definition, guys, what does it mean to you? Like, what does progress mean to you?
Have a little sit. Have a little think.
Yeah, I mean, like, really get think about it. And, you know, just pause. Pause the episode. And just think about what does progress mean to you? Because loads of people have different ideas of progress. Mm. Like for me, progress is something that is tangible, but that tangibility doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that you have to have, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So like progress can come from innately inside you. You can just feel like you've progressed as a person without any outside.
But you know what it is? It's always going to be tangible because even if you progress inside, it's going to have a reflection.
Exactly.
You
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Society. Like you're going to be more motivated
to do stuff.
Yeah. Mm, so progress exactly. is always something that can be seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Can be felt.
Exactly.
It's connected.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, guys, we're going to eat this pod. Like we were having a discussion before we recorded. We were like, guys, the relatable pods, they're the ones that do the numbers.
Do you know what it is? It's because we always spit fire. Especially me. Guys, do you know what it is? I've never come onto this relatable pods and not spit fire.
No, it's actually true.
If I've ever come onto a pod and not made you think, wow. I haven't done my job.
No, honestly, because we were talking like a couple of days ago about a whole situation. But Daniel said this one line.
Leela literally wrote it down. We were in the little bathroom and you said it and I like actually couldn't.
Yeah, that's all in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better looking like it's been lived in rather than having been lived in. And we were talking about a room.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So
that was crazy.
Explain.
We were saying that basically, you know how certain people like they're dirty, musty, nasty, and they keep their environment just nasty. But there's a difference between you know, like, putting work into your environment and making it look lived in, or making it look like what was the other one that I said?
That you're currently living in rather than having been lived in like a hostel room.
Do you get it? What I mean?
Because you can't even. Can you explain the situation that we're talking about?
Is it too hot, guys? The tea's too hot.
It's unresolved. Cool down.
The kettle's actually not even stopped boiling yet.
Every time I think about it, my head gets
hot. Exactly.
Yeah, but no one should come into your habitat and be like, "Wow, this place looks like it's been lived in."
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like multiple people have come through here.
Exactly. It should look like it's being lived in by you.
Yeah.
Specifically. But anyway, guys, the Google definition of progression is the process of developing or moving gradually towards a more advanced state, okay? And my whole shtick here is very, very much focused on the word gradually.
Mm.
Progression takes time, okay? Progression is not something that is going to happen overnight. Progression is not something that's going to happen in a month. in 2 months, in 3 months. In terms of progressing, obviously everyone wants to progress to different things and to achieve different things or whatever, and the time that it takes to do that for different people will be different. However, for everybody, progression will take time. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you can just like, it's like, you know, when people first start working out and they've been working out for like 2 weeks and they're like, guys, where's my abs? Guys, yeah. Where's my muscles? It's
that's,
like, guys.
That's what I'm saying. There's a difference between time. Changing and progressing.
Yeah, facts, facts. Because
like with that example, like you go to the gym, you're changing your schedule. You're becoming more like, you know, what's the word?
Disciplined.
Disciplined, yeah. But like you're not progressing yet.
No.
You've only made that change. Yeah. And that change leads to progression.
And a lot of the time it begins internally and then it shows externally. Exactly. So like you're making, like you're building muscle. Like let's say you're going to the gym, you've been for 2 weeks consistently. Yeah. You're building the foundations of that muscle.
Mm.
You're not going to see that until week four.
No, exactly.
Like, and that's like the beginning.
Exactly.
And for me, I just like personally, I believe that you shouldn't really tell anyone about your progress. Like your progression should actually just be your progression. Facts. Like, don't tell anyone about how you progressed until you progress.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just like, do not share your business.
Yeah, exactly.
Until like, don't it's talk like at least much. Like halfway through.
Exactly. Yeah. At least, yeah, exactly. Don't be like, just because you've had an idea now, don't be like screaming from the rooftops, guys, I've had an idea, because it's all fun and games till someone snatches it away from you.
Or someone just steals your idea.
Do you know what I mean?
Or someone, people bang judge, guys. You need to be scary.
Do you know what I mean? Like that evil eye. Guys, we went to a restaurant yesterday.
Oh, it was decorated so cute.
It was very, very cute.
Kind of like, evil eyes everywhere. It was really cool.
It was very, very fun.
But the evil eyes were evil eyeing.
Yeah.
Even though we were protected.
No, they actually were.
We were
protected by the evil eyes, but were we really? No. It was crazy.
The way that I was getting glares was crazy.
It was very mad. But anyway, guys, I mean, we've come to a conclusion. We had the chat about it yesterday. We came to the conclusion that, like, we all possess aura. And when we were rolling in a pack like we were yesterday, the pack was very horrifying.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like the eyes were like expected, but also like, well, way too on dick. That stopped the shaboing.
Like a woman literally came up to Gideon and was like, do you have a lighter?
in the middle of a shopping mall.
And she said that she needed it for a cake, whatever. But like, it's just like, Gideon was on the other side. Like, Gideon was on the left
she,
side.
She, like, bypassed, like, three, like, exactly. All three of us.
And
to, like,
she
goes
to Gideon and was like, do you have a lighter? And I was like, she's like...
It's like, you know, I remember Daniela literally, as soon as it happened, she's like, why is she assuming that you
have
a lighter?
Like, why is she asking you that you have a, like, what's that?
No. Guys, I wasn't even wearing my little, like, bum bag, so I definitely wasn't even a drug dealer.
No, you, like, dressed up, like, wow.
It's just because you're black. Yeah.
Oh, well, guys. But yeah, I just wanted to say that there will be times that with progression, it seems like you're exhausting yourself for no reason, purely because the fruits of your labor take time to grow. But if you want to progress, be very aware of the fact that it takes time. And as a result, be very prepared to celebrate the little wins you get along the way. Otherwise, your work will feel exactly like that.
Exactly.
Just work. Do you know what I mean? If you're not willing, like if in your head, the target is the target and you're like, okay, guys, I'm not stopping until I reach, I don't know, fucking 100,000 TikTok followers, and you're on like 10,000 when you start this, right? And the whole time you're progressing, like you're going up, like you're hitting 20,000, you're hitting 30,000, 40,000, but you get to like 60,000 and, you know, it slows down for a bit. And you're like, oh God, I'm really not getting to 100,000. If your whole, you know, motivation for your progress is just purely getting to that 100,000, you're not going to appreciate your 20,000, your 30,000, your 40,000, your 50,000.
And another thing about that, like, is just the fact that you don't need people to celebrate every little win you make.
Nah.
Like, that's what I believe, that you should keep every single little win that you make to yourself.
Mm.
You should be your own, like...
Cheerleader.
Because, like, in that circumstance, the person would probably stop, like, with the TikToks because they felt like they wasn't getting enough gratification from what they were doing.
Yeah.
There was not enough more dessert from what they were doing.
Mm.
So they felt like, okay, let me not do this anymore because, like, I'm not getting anything out
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
But, like, really... You are, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I think one example of this as well is, like, one of my favourite podcasts, Let's Keep It Buck, yeah? They started growing rapidly last year. Like, they went from, like, 20-something-k subscribers to, like, 200k within a year. And then this whole year, they've been, like, they've gone from 200k to 205 from the beginning of the year to now, essentially. So, like, I remember last week they had a pod. They were like, okay, IAB's falling off. All this type of stuff. It was clickbait. But they're just talking about like why the progress has slowed down and that, and they would bring in like people from the audience out to talk about why they think it is, and like even all of them on Twitter were like, guys, give us like things you love, things you like about the pod, but also things that you don't like and things we should change. So it's like their attitude towards us, and they've identified the fact that they've slowed down, and it's like, instead of just ignoring it or like just not like podding no more, like, which a lot of people would do, because like, I'm sorry, imagine going from like 20k to 200k within a year, and then the next year you go from 200k to 205, you'd be like, what the fuck's happened? Do you know what I mean? But like, they're actively taking steps towards like addressing that. So I feel like your path to in progression is never going to be linear. Like, there's always going to be peaks and troughs, there's always going to be accelerations and decelerations.
Exactly.
But it's just the way that you manage and react to that.
Yeah.
That I think is very important.
But personally, what I think like annoys me the most about people, progression anyway, just progression in general, like, humans make this mistake a lot. And it's just the thing where it's like, obviously, yeah, giving up when it doesn't work, but also just like, you put a lot of time and you invest a lot of time and probably money into like changing what you want to change. Like, say you want to get over a person, say you want to, I don't know, go to the gym, and then all of a sudden you stop because you're just like, well, But it's like all that money and all that time you put in
is
just
like, is now useless.
And every single time you stop, say an example, you're trying to get over a guy and you go back and you contact them, all that progression you made is gone.
Useless, and now you have to start again.
You need to start again. And it's just going to make you more tired. Like, exactly. You're just gonna keep, every single time you need to start again, you're just going to be like, what's the point?
No, literally.
I already know that I'm going to... Do you know what I mean? So you have to have your mindset right. Like, you need to be very, like, strict in yourself, like, saying, okay, this is, I'm not going to do this. Like, and actually not do it.
Yeah, and that's like, I think... Sorry, go on.
I hate it. I hate when people say that they're not going to do something and then they just do it. It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
No, because actually, like, stick to your word. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not even that. It's like, you can actually come and, like, actually have a whole, like, essay written about, oh, my God, yeah, like, I'm completely done. I'm just not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do this. Like, I'm definitely going to do this.
Yeah.
And you just don't do it.
And you just don't do it.
It's nothing to do with me either. It's, like, something to do with you and your personal self. But if you're coming to tell me, okay, Daniela, I've made this choice, and I'm definitely going to do this. And you just, and I see you falling back.
when you verbally say something that you're, like, exhibiting a level of commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah, already, like, even if you've not even started it, you're like, yeah, okay, this is happening. Like, I've told another person. Yeah. So now that other person has that expectation.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you don't do it, people are just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're actually just not. And it's also, like, with the whole thing of, like, starting and stopping.
Mm.
Let's say, like, again, the workout example.
Yeah.
Let's say it takes, like, 6 months to a year, right, to, like, get the body that you want or, like, get the physique that you want, whatever. And you stop it, like, each time, like, 3 months in.
Yeah.
It's going to take the same time no matter what. It's always going to take 6 months to a year.
Exactly.
You're just pushing it back.
Yeah, you're just extending that time.
So you're just, like, you're inconveniencing your future self.
Exactly.
By, like, stopping each time. Because you're wasting 3 months that could have eaten into that six to a year.
Exactly.
But you're not. You're just keep
And now when you start again, you're not starting from 3 months, you're starting from one.
Yeah, you're starting again. You're just inconveniencing yourself.
It just makes it longer. And I think this conversation just in general ties into the next bullet point quite well. Because I wrote down that sacrifices all have to be made. Progression comes as a result of consistently choosing your future self over your current self, meaning that some things that your current self wants to do have to come second to the things that your future you needs.
Yeah. Okay? I feel like loads of people make decisions and they just make it, like, during current time.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to think about how decision is going to impact your future self.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, okay, cool.
This is my problem with the for the plot motherfuckers.
I hate that. It's like, it's fun for a bit, but then you deep it and you're like, bro, like, I actually wouldn't have this headache if I didn't do this. You're in the club, guys. I'm setting the scene. You're in the club and you spot a guy and you're like, wow, he's tasty, I want a bit of him. And you decide
Don't look
to
at me like that.
And you decide to, you know, go off, do your shenanigans, you know, do whatever you do, you go to his house, you do whatever you do, and you have a one night stand where it says it. You're just like, yeah, for the plot. You wake up the next day, why is your pussy smelling? You have an STD. And that was for the plot. Do you think it was worth it?
What
did you gain from that, except from... Do you get it? So no, it's just
true.
Like...
It's actually true.
That's like a really, like... It's like, over-exaggerated one. But it's like, even the small decisions you make, like, okay, cool. Like... Yeah, like I said, going back to an individual or friends or a friendship that you thought, like, you know, it's not good for you.
Mm.
Those are small things that can just, like, hinder you in, like, the future, because it's like, you're not thinking about it.
Exactly. Even just, like, this is what episode 57, Fill the Void They Left Behind, in terms of, like, people choosing to, like, keep the people that aren't serving them for longer. Like, if people overstay their welcome in your life, they are detracting from your progression, your ability
and
to
your
progress.
Value as a person.
Exactly,
like, you're just causing yourself grief.
Exactly,
like, guys, just talk about
no
that.
Reason.
The people around you that you don't like, that you know are bad for you, and you keep them around you, they subtract from your value.
Yeah.
People look at you and they see you with them, and they're thinking you're in a different. Like, you've already just decreased the value.
Yeah, like, because they're like, what are you doing?
You don't respect them.
That
you know what I mean?
Get it, like.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Like, because the thing is as well, it's like, you were saying this about certain people that had been around, do you know what I mean? As in, like, they don't match the vibe that I was trying to get off. Or as in, like, they don't match the picture or, like, the
And it's like, because you know the individual.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know what you expect to see them around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, for example, if you're, like, a famous rapper, whatever, famous person, you don't expect to see a famous person going to, like, a weird party. Or being around.
Just, like, a random ass.
Like, well, being in a place that doesn't make the money, why would they do a free performance?
Yeah.
They're going to be where the money is, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, be around people that increase or don't subtract your value.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they either make you more valuable
or they maintain it.
Or they
maintain it.
Like,
yeah.
Once you get known and once you, like, build up a certain reputation, people are going to have a certain view of you.
Yeah.
And so you've got to be a bit more, like, just judicious.
Judicious, yeah.
I hate that word.
No, I know. It's so hard to say.
Oh.
Judicious.
Yeah, you've got to be
always
more careful with kind of the people you
and,
surround
like,
yourself with.
The people
with.
Who are just, like, because I hear people say this all the time. It's like a cop-out. They're like, they have a friend that they know is, like, kind of toxic or whatever, or a fake friend. They're like, oh, whatever, like, it's not like I'm really close to her anyway, or him, or da-da-da. It's
so other people don't know her.
But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's just the fact that you know. Like, I don't understand.
You know you don't like
you
this
know
person.
You don't like them.
Yeah.
And they probably don't like you either. So what's the point?
Yeah.
So, like, why are you actually doing this? Like, there's no point.
Guys, I wanted to apologise if you guys were hearing doors slamming. Because at this moment in time, we're in my room, yeah. And I only have a chair in my room because normally I'm the only person in my room. And, you know, Leela has one chair in her room as well. Obviously, there's three of us on this one. So, we're like, there can't be two people sitting and one person not. So, we're all sitting on the floor. So, therefore, the mobile device is on the floor as well. So, you might be hearing the vibrations of the doors.
But it just adds
closing.
To the ambience.
Exactly, guys. You
it's
know,
like a little
cult around
the phone.
Yeah.
It's a little campfire.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the little... You know how the little top of corner of your phone goes red on your screen recording? It's currently orange because we're recording.
It's like the firewall.
Exactly. It's the glow. And even us being on the notes app and just like the yellowness of it all. Like, it's just giving campfire. Like, it's just really cute. I just wanted to...
ghost stories.
Exactly. I just wanted to let that known. Guys,
right,
Halloween. We can talk about this after we finish the... No, because Leela needs to talk to you guys about Halloween week. Fucking hell, bro. She wants to kill herself. But anyway, before we get to that, the next point in the notes section is that progression causes social friction.
Mm.
People are so used to you being how you are and they first found you, meaning that any changes in your habits and behaviours may become a problem, in your relationships.
Yeah.
Because I'd say, me personally, I'd say a lot of people like having access to me.
Yeah.
As in, like, a lot of people feel like they can always rely on that.
People think that you're a lot closer with them than
I am. So, yeah, yeah.
But that's just because Gideon mirrors people's.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, you're so good at, like, just, like, giving off a really
comfortable
vibe.
Yeah,
and
someone could actually think you're best friend.
No, genuinely.
Like,
they won't deep that they don't actually know anything about you.
Yeah, exactly. Because the thing is, as well, like, I feel like a lot of people talk to me about their shit, but then I don't actually say.
Yeah.
I don't say a lot. So a lot of people feel like they've got that bond with me, but it's like,
no.
It's just because you've listened.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, not a lot of people would even give the time of day to
listen. And if you know
what
it is, a lot of people will come back to a person or they'll find them more valuable if they just listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people use people just listen.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like, I actually kind of used to be very quiet. So, like, I would just, people would just be telling me their shit. Like, all the time.
Mm.
And it's like, I wouldn't even ask, but you're just coming to tell me.
No, literally. So it's when you don't ask and they just tell you for free. I'm like, guys.
So then now it's become, like, this established bond. Like, okay, cool. Like, whenever something happens, let me tell Daniela. So, like, people just place themselves higher in your life.
Yeah, than they are in mine. But I will say this as well. Like, I feel like me and Daniela were talking about this before we started recording. We're like, it should never get to a point where people who are supposedly your friends are having problems with you developing as a person.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, imagine being like, oh, yeah. Imagine being like, nah, guys, you know, I'm just going to take some time out. I might not be coming out as much this month. You know, I just want to be working on myself. And then people are like, nah, you don't care about us no more. Nah, like, you've changed, man.
Isn't it?
You've changed.
They want you to stay in the same place
that
they are.
This is what I'm saying. That's what was that's what relates back to the jealousy point.
Some people are just really comfortable with being comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And they're just comfortable with, like, say, for example,
hate,
like,
change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, some people just aren't ready to put in the work in themselves, so they don't want to see anyone around them put work in themselves, because it's just going to make, you know, when you see...
Keep getting, like, to the next bullet point, babe.
It's,
oh,
like, it's like when you see, like, for me, let me say a personal anecdote. Like, back in summer, like, a couple years ago, I'd be waking up so late. I mean, it hasn't changed. I just still wake up.
But, yeah, I was going to say, you woke up at like 3 p.m. yesterday.
I'd be waking up really late. And this is back in the day when me and my sister shared a room. I mean, my sister would already be downstairs doing her work. And I'm just like, this makes me feel some type of way. Like, I feel really shit right now because she's downstairs doing her work.
Yeah, and she's been working.
So I just feel like that's the same type of feeling that people who are comfortable with you being comfortable get when they see you, like, progressing. They're like, oh, this is making me feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like, let me stop that because I don't want to feel like shit.
Yeah, and it is all like... Because the thing is with jealousy, jealousy is such a complex emotion, because it's like, it's an ugly emotion.
It manifests so differently as well.
In different people as well, yeah, exactly. But it's such an ugly emotion, but it's also so very human.
Mm.
So I feel like you do need to allow people the space to be jealous. Like, there's ways of being jealous that are good.
Oh, like, yeah, like you can be jealous of, like, a friend.
Yeah, exactly. And then use that as a motivation.
Yeah.
But then if they're taking it out on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, let's say you're jealous of your friend, you're taking it out on them. Yeah. That's not a good type of jealousy. Like,
trying to stop someone else's shine is crazy.
Like, imagine your friend telling you, oh, yeah, I've just done this, like, a really big thing in their life. Like, your reaction should be, oh, wow, like, okay, I'm low-key jealous, but, well, maybe that's, like...
Exactly, like, let me click them together, let me get on my Zoom.
Yeah, like, let me be there as well, like, I want to be there.
Do you know what I mean, yeah.
The thing is, I found out, it doesn't even have to be, like, a big thing. Like, like, it doesn't have to be monumental things to keep happening in your life. It can literally be, like, so, this is, like, personality.
Yeah.
But, like, I, since, like, since I was, like, 16, like, start of sixth form to, like, now, I've developed, like, massively as a person.
Mm.
And, like, I've spoken to some of my really close friends about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, I can visually see it, who's known me since I was, like, 16. But I have had friends during that, like, period of time. Nothing monumental's happened, by the way. Like, I can't lie. I do struggle with motivation. I'm not, like, Gideon's really, really good at motivating himself. We've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually a bit more, like, especially in terms of uni work.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more undisciplined.
Yeah.
And you're very, like, you're very disciplined. But, like, so nothing monumental has really happened, if I'm being completely honest. But there have been friends that have just actually seen me growing, like, internally as a person. Like, now I'm at the point where I want to work towards my career.
Yeah.
But I wasn't doing that before. But people, like, they will take it out on you just as they see you growing.
Yeah.
They can see things that you can't.
Yeah.
So you could be sitting there thinking that you're really stagnant, but you're not, because you're growing up, you're learning.
Yeah.
And you are taking steps to make yourself a better person and develop and progress.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're looking at you and thinking, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, whoa. Like, because the thing is as well, like, now I feel like second year kind of like the motivation thing, second year kind of just made me tap in, because I was thinking about it. I was like, guys, this is actually, like, after this year, it's final year.
Don't,
and after final year, no, sorry, but it has to be said, like, because I had this realization.
It's 4 weeks of uni, give me a break.
No, I know, but it's like, after this year, because last year went fucking quickly.
No,
like,
it actually did.
Like, we actually did, even just, like, the outside looking.
Exactly. Yeah, it's only, like, 22 weeks or some shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It's not that long. And it's like, after this year, it's third year, and after third year, it's like, we're out into the wild.
Yeah, like, we're graduated.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? So, I was like, no, I actually need to get on my Zoom. Like, what the fuck am I actually going to do? So, like, it's just been, as you said, like, again, being more conscious of what you want to do in your career and stuff like that. I feel like that's just definitely gotten, that's occupying more space now in my brain.
Yeah, like, you don't have to know,
ages
what you want to do. Like, no one's ever, like, expecting you to know that. But it does get to a point where, like, you just feel ready to kind of start thinking about that.
Or you know which direction you at least want to go in.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the destination, but, like,
at least what road you're going to take, do you know what I mean? Because it's like, even if you're like, oh, is, you know, when people ask you, like, around when you're choosing your GCSEs, they're like, oh, do you know what you want to do, right? It's like, you're asking, like, what?
GCSEs?
Like, the people, when we're choosing our GCSEs, our teachers were like, oh, guys, you should know what you want to do.
Yeah, like,
I was like,
this
like,
is going to define your future.
Were we not, like, 14?
Yeah.
When you were 13.
Yeah, 13 when you picked GCSEs. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's insane. Like, that's actually insane. But it's like,
that's
even when you're choosing, like, A-levels and when you're choosing uni course, like, if throughout all of this, you cannot know what you want to do, but you can still be cognitive of the type of, like, place that you want to go to.
Yeah, because I feel like the good thing about it is that with GCSE, you get to pick a lot. And then with A-level, it's just three. So it's like, you should kind of, like, know where you're going.
Yeah, you should have a feel of, like, what you're leaning towards a bit more. But even, like, when you get to uni, it's like, you're only doing this one thing, there's still so many different ways to go about it, because like we've still got four modules in this one course, and there's so many different directions
it can go. Completely different, like, path. Doing one specific module that I like in a field that I never ever would have really considered possible, and like it would never would have happened if I didn't pick this one module.
Exactly. And it's just like so many different things can happen, but you have to allow yourself the opportunity to experience those things.
You have
things
to be open and like
not restrict yourself. I find a lot of these people who stay very stagnant kind of have very closed off energy. They're very like
closed minded.
And they don't want to try anything new.
They're very kind of stuck in their ways. They don't like change. They're always kind of not necessarily like party poopers, but they're kind of like they're always those kind of people that are just like, oh no, we've done this before and we've had a good night out. Let's just keep doing that again and again. Kind of like they never want to do something different.
They glamorize failure.
They're like, God.
You're like, oh yeah, what did you do that? No, I haven't done nothing. Don't fuck off. It's different to those people that lie to your face and say they have done nothing when they have. Yeah. But it's just like those people who actually glamorize it, they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm failing everything. Like, I haven't done anything, and it's just like, okay.
And they'd be smiling while they say it. Exactly. It's like, create, like, do you, are you not worried?
No, literally, it's like, people be like, oh, have you revised, rest of head? And I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm good. They're like, oh, well, yeah, you're lucky. Like, I didn't do nothing. I'm like, what do you mean I'm lucky? Like, I put the work in.
It's not like, it was like a little pop quiz.
No fairy buzzed into, like, over my head while I was sleeping and sprinkled me with some fairy dust and gave me this knowledge.
You guys
had
the same amount of time to prep. Are you telling me you just didn't do anything?
And now I'm lucky. Like, come on now. Like, actually give it a rest. Like,
to be fair, I feel like it's quite, like, I don't know, I've lied. I've lied and said I haven't done anything when I have. But I just feel like it's just to, like,
keep people on their toes.
Yeah, you know.
You don't need to know everything I've done.
Exactly.
Move.
I just be like, oh my God, I haven't done any work.
No, it's not like
I say that all the time. I'm not even gonna lie.
Why though?
I don't know, just because like I can't lie, like because I don't go to school that often, I feel like people have that impression of me anyway that I just don't do anything. Right. So like I
you might
just,
as well tap
yeah,
into
I just will keep that
like,
going.
Why would you try
and
then when the results come, you're like, ah.
Exactly. When my results came last mock, it was like everyone was bare shot, like, oh, I thought you were gonna get these. I was like, why though? Like,
yeah, because also they'd argue back with you. If you were like, oh no, I've actually done work, they'd be like, no, you haven't.
Exactly, you're barely at school. Like, I'm just like, okay.
It's just the root for obese, really.
Yeah, so like I'm really not about to entertain that.
Yeah. No, that's actually... Oh, guys, we've actually been spitting. I'm not going to lie. Next bullet point, we have two more. This is the penultimate one. A lot of people desire progression. Daniel already touched on this. This is when I said that Daniel keeps getting into the bullet points ahead. But
she's just a speedy girl.
No, honestly. It's too fast. It's too fast. But a lot of people desire progression but haven't actively taken the steps to make it happen.
Yeah.
So when you do, be prepared to receive pushback that is heavily lined with jealousy.
Yeah.
Because, guys, like, there's nothing worse... Like, then, people are going to be ready to, like, almost villainize you. Because they feel like... I remember a couple weeks ago, my friend Lele posted something on her private story. And she was basically saying, why is it that so many people become unsupportive the moment that you start to progress? And it's because I feel like a lot of people have the idea that when somebody in their field, like somebody in and around them, somebody in their circle is beginning to progress, that the opportunities that they're getting are taken away from the opportunities that they can get themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's an innate desire to compete between humans. Like, humans are competitive naturally. However, a lot of people have competitiveness without the willingness to compete, which makes no fucking sense
and
to me.
Crazy.
Because it's like, how can you think that somebody who puts in the work is taking your shine when you're doing nothing? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get that. But anyway,
I feel
go
like
on.
What it really is, though, is that... Oh, shit, I just forgot my point.
My bad.
What was he just talking about?
Progression. Like, that's the whole pod. That does not help.
No,
you were just saying...
It's very broad. No, I just read it. It was, like, really profound. Anyway, we're going to move past. It'll come back to me.
She's going to remember it.
It links to the same whole thing of people being narrow-minded. Like, thinking that because you've got an opportunity, it suddenly takes away from them.
Yeah.
Like, what makes you think that you would have gotten that opportunity anyway?
If I didn't, yeah, I mean, like...
People think they're very special.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's not that profound, though. I feel like people are just, like... They like the idea of... someone doing something more than the fact
that
people would rather support them and be like, yeah, you can totally do that, and in their mind, in the back of their head, they're like, oh, they're not going to do that, but let me just support them anyway to make it look good. And it's just like, when it actually comes out the way that it comes out, they're like, they're actually like
taking it back,
like they're spellbound. they're actually scared, because it's like, why, how has this actually happened?
But
it's also hard for them to actually root for them now, because they never really was.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They wasn't really truly rooting for what the person was doing.
And this is something that I like, this is so true, because I remember when I when I was talking to my friends like at school about starting my podcast before I actually started it, that everyone was like, oh yeah, you should start a podcast, start a podcast. This is the guys specifically I'm talking about. The guy's like, yeah, start a pod, all of this type of stuff. When I started it and the listening splits were what they were, they still continue to be like, 75, 25 women to men. But when they realised that it was getting more attention from the girls and they could see that the girls are like engaging with me in terms of like, oh, Gideon, really good pod, all of this type of stuff. The jealousy that stemmed from that was crazy because it's like, really and truly, why does that matter who the credits come from, first of all? And second of all, you guys were literally encouraging me to do this in the first place. Do you know what I mean? And now I've done it, now there's a problem.
But I feel like it's just about, like, toxic masculinity, because even that, like, you've just naturally just been friends with more girls because you've grown up with sisters and stuff. So you just, like, understand and, like, you know what I mean? But it's also just the thing where it's, like, the guys, I remember you telling me, like, the guys would always be on you about, oh, yeah, no, like, da-da-da-da, just because of your friends with girls.
No, literally,
just, like, What's the issue, though?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Like, and guys always have this really weird narrative, like, oh, if a guy's friend is with a girl, they really want to, like, they're only doing it to deep.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, you might be right. But, you know, you might find them little gems, yeah, that are actually, like, generally, because, like, people aren't just trying to deep with some guys. Like, people actually want to make, like, established connections. And I feel like the one thing that men are missing in their friendships, because I did see this one TikTok and it was like, oh,
if you talk about this basketball,
females will like end their friendships over the most dumbest shit, and they're like, oh, I've been friends with, like, this, the guy speaking, he's like, I've been friends with one of my guys for like 15 years.
Oh, I saw this
and I don't even know his birthday, right?
Like, what do you talk about?
It's like, I feel like guys are really, the reason why guys' friendship lasts longer than women is because they don't actually have a bond there. Yeah. They like, the friendship is based off a common interest and only.
But that is the bond. Like, I will say, this conversation is very nuanced. Like, I've definitely got some thoughts about this conversation, because it's like, there are definitely positives to friendships operating in the way that the guys operate them. But it's like, I think the truth is always somewhere in the middle, really, with these conversations. Like, you're always just going to get the extremes, and those are the ones that are going to blow up. But it's like, really and truly, guys' friendships work because, it's based on common interests, which are normally, like, sport, music, whatever.
It's also very, like, present. Yeah. Like, they don't really talk about the past, they don't really talk about the future. Yeah. It's very like,
now.
Do you want to go to the pub? Yeah. And then they only kind of focus on being there in that moment.
Yeah,
I feel like they don't really establish the emotional connection. That's why for, like, females to, like, end a friendship, it's, like, a big deal.
Like a breakup,
like, if a guy was to stop being friends with a guy, I've even, like, spoken to, like, my more friends about this one thing, because basically, like, I was at a party and I saw his other friend, and I was like, what, are you not friends with them? Like, are you not friends with so-and-so anymore? He was like, yeah, no, we just don't speak anymore. Real tea went down. I found out what the tea was, but, like, the guys will sugarcoat, like, everything.
Yeah.
But if you was to ask a girl, like, why are you not friends? First of all, you'll be able to tell a girl's not friends with another girl. Instantly. But guys will just, like, move past it. And I feel like it's because they haven't really lost anything.
Yeah.
The only thing they've lost is someone to talk to about a common interest.
Yeah. Mm.
They haven't lost someone.
That's very easily replaceable.
Exactly. They haven't lost someone that they've emotionally, like, invested into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and to know someone's birthday, like, I know it's like a little thing, but, like, to remember someone's birthday,
like, being friends for 15 years is crazy. And not knowing their birthday, that's insane. Like, that is insane. I also would not be surprised if that was a complete lie.
Yeah,
it's true. Like, I'm sorry. Like, actually, like, I know guys' friendships are, like, quite, like, face value a lot of the time, you know your boy's birthday. Like, that's actually, that's
or
so
even
silly.
Just like the month,
because like exactly, even if you're not doing anything big for a rest, you should know the date, like, at least. But anyway, like, I just feel like it's just different groups of people and they operate differently. But the final bullet point that we have for this progression segment of this episode is that you'll never know it all, and so it's very important to be interacting with people who possess knowledge in areas that you don't. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with the type of people that you want to be around.
This is so true.
My mom used to tell me this all the time, and she was like, you know, like,
show me your friends, I'll show you who you are.
Yeah, and it's just like, that your friends are like those dumb people who like to like mess about, and it's like funny for a bit.
Yeah.
But then when you actually deep it, like, when it's time to clock in, like, have they actually even given you anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, have you benefited from your friendship? And that's what it's about. Every type of relationship you make, you must benefit from.
Yeah, because it's like, there's also,
whether it be like emotionally or like transactional.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's no problem with friendships being transactional.
No,
like,
I don't think that.
I'm friends with you because you advanced me in this area, and you know, I also advanced you in this other area, and that can be the basis of your friendship. Like, not every friendship has to be because you like everything about that.
Yeah, you have like a really deep emotional,
like,
bond.
You can have people who are just useful to have around, and you guys are mutually beneficial to each other. But I also feel like people don't like doing that because it's like, people have an issue with transactionality, but it's like everything in this life is transactional. Yeah. So like even in the friendships that you say aren't transactional, they're transactional.
Yeah.
Because you're getting something whilst giving something.
You can have a crossover. You can have an emotional bond with someone, but also have like transactional knowledge being passed back.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like the sphere that you like surround yourself with, like the people that you surround yourself with, is so important, because it's like it's a lot easier for me now to get into my bag of progression because the people around me are also in their bags of progression. Do you know what I mean? Like Lua's just put out her song, like Lele's cooking with her lordship, bruv. Like everyone's just doing their shit, and it's just a lot easier to do. It's a lot easier to also Focus. Like fit into that, because it's like you've seen like people go through that. Like I've been friends with Lua for like fucking I don't know, like over 3 years now. And like I've literally seen her from her like first couple like studio sessions for real, and then like you know her songwritings and like all of the first couple songs that she put out, and then oh she took them down because you know now she wants to do a complete like she has a completely new vision for her like musical brand and all of this type of stuff, and it's gone through like all of the stages, all of the progression to lead to this point where now she has a single out and ready, and it's the start of this new era. And it's like I've seen all of her levels of progression that to this point, and I've seen all of the levels of progression that Lele's taken to, you know, stack up her fucking CV. That girl's CV is fucking insane. Like, I actually never shut up about this girl's CV. It's stupid, dummy, crazy. The amount of internships on that shit, where she is on her Zoom. But anyway, like, everyone's been putting in the work around me, so it's easier for me to put in the work because I know what putting in the work looks like, first of all, and I know what to expect whilst putting in the work.
And especially when people around you are getting the fruits of their labor, like it motivates you
because you want to go up to that level as well.
And it's like like you guys grew from the same point. Maybe yours is going to take a bit longer, but you know that you're going to get there.
Exactly, because even just in the nature of the things that we do, like it's going to take longer to write a book than it is to write a song. So for me to expect that, oh, for example, like this is purely using Lua as an example, but for me to expect Lua's rise to be longer than mine or mine to be quicker than hers would be stupid. And also just that, I would also say, I didn't put this down, but just as a final point for progression, comparison is a thief of joy. And I did not say this. I did not say that, unfortunately, because that would be a very me thing to say. But comparison is a thief of joy. Like, if you're consistently comparing yourself to other people, the only thing that you're going to get back is feelings of failure, feelings of not enough, feelings of inadequacy, because there's so much context behind everything that you see, especially when you don't know these people personally. But even when you know them personally, you'd be dumb to think they're telling you everything.
It doesn't even just relate to work stuff. It relates to like going on social media and comparing yourself to the next girl or whatever, or like the next person your ex is with. And it's just like, you can think in your head, yeah, but she ain't bad as me. But like, you know that you're low-key losing in that. Like, you know that there's low-key some insecurity in your head, because otherwise, why compare?
Yeah,
why, so I just feel like comparison does nothing.
Yeah, like, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say for the progression segment of this pod, that is all. I feel like we've coached. Like, this is actually just, like, this did not feel like 38 minutes of advice, but it's been 38 minutes of advice. And that's when you know that we've been cooking. So my question now is, do we let the people go and defecate, or do we let them know about Lua's Halloween weekend first?
I say defecate.
Defecate. Yeah. And then that is going to be the final segment of the pod. Lua's little Halloween fucking... This is... No, guys. Go Dookie and come back.
It's not that bad. You're making it sound horrendous.
Whoa. We'll talk about it when they come back from Dookie. Now, Daniela, go and let them know what they can do.
So, guys, treat yourself to a little nice Dookie. Release all that stress and pressure right up your bundle. And then what you want to do is make more space for a little bit more popcorn. Yeah, a little bit more popcorn. So go do that in the little break, and we'll be back.
We shall be back after the break. Hey, guys, hope you had a nice Dookie.
Did you?
Red out of 10.
Did you wipe? Because...
Oh! Yo, this story that I told you, you need to tell them a story.
No, I can't say that on this pod. That's otherwise, actually... this pod will be like over an hour long.
Yeah,
because we'll go into tangents. We'll have to tell every story.
But guys, we'll do another podcast
about the scandals of our school.
Yeah. Like... Bear in mind, we go to a Catholic school.
It was actually... I've never experienced emotions like when that you didn't in my this life.
Story, as in, like, you know when you think a story's going one way and like, you kind of prepare yourself for it, like, you know it's gonna be bad, but like he completely
it went completely left, guys. It went completely
my heart dropped.
But anyway, guys, that will be soon. That will come soon. Do you know what I mean? That might be episode 60. Do you know what I mean? But for now, Lila, please let the people know what you plan to do within the next 9 days. Let them know.
guys, it's really not that bad. He's really set it up. I don't know why you're thinking. Okay, so basically, Wednesday, every Wednesday it's sports night. So sports night is the Halloween themed sports night. And as Gideon very well knows, every sports night, I do end up getting back rather late.
Yeah.
Maybe like 7,
yeah.
Maybe like 6
yeah. in the morning.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
It's a little bit bad. It's a bad habit, but that's fine. That's by the by. However, Halloween weekend, guys. Okay, Friday, one outfit, like multiple house parties. Saturday, same thing. Sunday.
How many house parties?
I don't know.
Genuinely a lot. We could also
be going out as well.
And we could also, like, there was a possibility of us hosting, which we had to postpone.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that anymore.
No, because other people, like, so there's so many people hosting house parties on that Friday and Saturday. Why would we stress ourselves out?
Yeah, exactly. And also, it's like, all the people are just going to be spread out.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
So, it's just a lot of house party hopping. It's really nothing that big. Possibly on Saturday, also going out.
Like, clubbing after.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you get a rest day. And then Circo Monday on the 30th. That is going to be fun.
Because, guys, what happens on that Monday when Monday turns into Tuesday and Tuesday's Halloween?
Tuesday's
Halloween in the club.
That's an awful day for Halloween, to be honest.
Yeah, Tuesday is not a scary day.
Where the fuck are we going to go on Tuesday for Halloween?
That's very scary.
I mean, you're lucky you live in such a, like, student place.
Yeah, everyone's going to be doing something.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But it's really, like, I just explained it in, like, what, 2 minutes? It's really nothing big.
No, but guys, she's sugarcoating because you've not seen the mental energy that has gone into producing the outfits
that's
for this.
That's what I'm saying. If we could record, like, upload videos onto a podcast, I'd want Gideon to just film her. Do a little vlog of her panicking through the week.
No, I actually will. I'll make
the
a TikTok.
The outfit's not come out like I
I'll make a TikTok. I'll make a TikTok, guys,
no,
I promise.
No, because I've not got all the stuff for it.
Exactly, this is what I'm saying.
No,
like,
you're coming out on Tuesday and we're going to get the
yeah,
stuff.
We are. That's fine. But I'm saying, like
I'm going to be a nun.
How many outfits are you getting?
Well, so I've decided for sure 3. There could possibly be another 2, maybe.
So
where are you getting the nun outfit from?
No, okay, so basically I've got a see-through lace dress that I'm going to wear. And then I've got a little nun headpiece. I've got a little nun headpiece that's coming in the post. And I've got to wear some lacy gloves and some boots and then, like, a little rosary and things.
Yeah.
It's a slutty nun. Mm. And
so
then,
just a nun, I'm joking.
Just a nun.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to be a cowgirl. That also includes some see-through parts of an outfit. And then I was considering lollipop.
Smelling a theme here, guys. A lollipop outfit is crazy because Lila munches lollipops at no one's business.
So how's the lollipop outfit going to
go?
I would just dress really cutely and then just, like, get bags of lollipops. So if people are like, what the fuck are just give them a lollipop.
And then wouldn't ask questions.
Yeah.
But then until you run out of lollipops.
No. I won't.
She'll be giving them out strategically.
Yeah, I'm not giving them out to fucking anyone.
Yeah.
Who do you think I am?
She'll have one in her mouth, so then when people ask her, she can just go... Like, what are you? Lollipop.
No, it is stressful, though, because I'm trying to find angel wings as well, because me and Fallon want to be angel and devil.
Yeah.
But... Oh, it's actually stressful. Like, why are they all made for children?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, they're actually all made for children.
And this was actually late September, like, 25th or something. I'm looking for Halloween costumes. Why are they all sold out?
What?
25th of September.
No, it was like I wanted to be a policewoman first, and all the nice ones were sold out, and all that was left was like the little like leotards, and I'm like, bro, I'm not having my batty cheeks out when I'm trying to party. Like,
no, that's crazy.
That's a joke.
That's actually wild.
But I'm gonna be a Playboy bunny.
Ooh.
It's gonna be cute, but we have to see because guys, I can't like when it comes to Halloween in my school, like it's the most. When it comes to any party in my school, it's just always disorganized. We find out the details on the day or the day before, like literally at prom, like for year 11. We didn't know he was having the after party. When we was at prom, we still didn't know he was having the after party, and then when we were leaving, that's what we found out.
Multiple people were having the after party as well. Like, it was not...
No, we actually had nobody to do the after party. And then
really?
Randomly, just this guy was like, yeah, I have it. And then we just went.
Fair enough.
That's so mad.
And it was actually really late, I'm not going
to
lie.
I actually don't even know who hosted mine, because I didn't go to my prom.
Yeah.
But, like, I just feel like it's just so stressful. Like, people who love going out... Guys, I don't...
love going out.
No, well, okay, people who go out a lot...
Do you know what I like?
I don't even
out.
Do that.
I like going out, but do you know what? The thing that stresses me out every single time I go out to a party, whatever, is just coming back home. Cabs, cabs just stress me out, and it's just like they're not reliable at all.
Mm.
Like, no matter what one you're using, Uber, Bolt, blah, 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 like, it's gonna play up, and it's played up every single time I've tried to book a cab trying to get home. Like, it's just annoying.
It's actually
that
crazy.
Is one thing about Birmingham that I do like. It's like, so because obviously I'm from fucking Suffolk, you don't even have Uber in Suffolk. Like, it's actually,
do you not?
No, I have to get like a proper taxi.
Oh, you have to call it.
Yeah, it's actually horror. It's so expensive. It's like, so bad. But like, so coming here, it's great because it's like getting home is so easy.
No, I hear that as well. But just because yesterday we went out to the city centre, and obviously the girls had just come up to Birmingham to see me.
Mm.
And when they first got here, I was like, okay, guys, what do you want to do? And so they're like, oh, I want to go to the city centre, right, to see how it is. I'm like, okay, cool. So we go and we went to this really cute Lebanese restaurant that Lila found. It was really nice. It was gorgeous. It was so cute. It was so nice. But as we were coming back, the bus was awful because, guys, it was cold, and then we were waiting for like, we didn't wait that long.
No, it was like 5 minutes.
It was like 5 minutes.
We felt like 10 minutes. It was cold as fuck, guys.
Yeah, but you had like your belly out.
Yeah, no.
You had your belly out as well.
Yeah.
You were wearing a little cute crop top. But like, we got onto the bus, and the bus driver just keeps letting people onto the bus.
Oh, it's actually ridiculous. I use those buses really often.
They do that in London as well, but all the time. They don't really do that here.
No. I use those buses so often because I don't use a train. I don't like the trains in Birmingham. But I use them, so I've never seen that before. Like, why? It was actually just like a swarm of people, and he just let them all come on and pay. So no one would even come off.
No one was getting off because they'd already tapped their cards. But like, it got to a point where the bus was so packed, all the seats upstairs were taken, people were standing upstairs, people standing on the stairs. Mm. And then there was like three lines of people within the walkway of the bus. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And then the bus driver just took the lights off the bus at the stop that we got on. And we were just waiting there for like a good solid 10 minutes. We were on that bus
before
we knew.
Surrounded by NPCs, like some guy on the stairs saying, yeah,
no,
you won't.
Wait,
do you know?
I've got
social anxiety.
No, they just sound like Jack Greenish. Like, they just sound like Jack Greenish.
It was just the accent. Like, I just couldn't stop laughing because it was such an unserious accent.
It was so mad. And then people at the front, there was these two guys at the front who were given, they just, you know, self-employed.
They were like ordering themselves. Who can come on and off.
Exactly. They self-employed themselves as the bus assistant.
And like, the driver finally moved, didn't it? He got to a bus stop and then he let the person off, and then another person wanted to come off, but
she was stuck on the stairs because there was people standing on the stairs.
And then he just started going, and then the guy's tapping on the driver's window going,
driver!
More people want to get off.
And like, what the fuck, is he all right? He's like, bro, I know the driver's getting vexed, but he did this himself.
He did it to himself. Like, I'm sorry, close the door at some point.
And the fact that the bus only had one door as well, it's not like it had like a normal two door bus. Like,
there's just one door at the front. And it was
a normal two door bus. It's only normal in London. I've only ever been on a two-door bus in like foreign countries. I don't use the buses.
In London. Yeah.
What do you do? Just
get a train.
The tube.
Yeah. But also the fact that all those people got on the bus, and then there was a lady in a wheelchair that just did not get on.
Oh yeah, like what? That she should have been the first one to let
exactly.
On.
Like it was just messy.
People were pushing like it was so a messy. School bus, bro.
Like no. I was literally telling the girls. I was like, guys, get on the bus. And then Daniela was like to me, oh, this is not school. And yeah. I was like, well, you shall see. You shall see, because the way that people were like actually like pushing people aside to get onto that bus was crazy.
The thing is, I've been on those buses during school time. Yeah. And it is like not as bad as
nowhere
that
near
at
that
all.
Bad. Yeah.
It's actually stupid.
Yesterday
I know
was
you guys
just
were, like,
a very odd day.
Being
no, we actually like, were. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It was like the worst experience I've had on a Birmingham bus.
No, yeah. I found it really funny. I'm not gonna
it was
lie.
Funny. It was
it
very funny. It was very funny.
It's like one woman over your shoulder.
No, exactly. There was this one lady, this one blonde woman over my shoulder, and she just kept staring at Lila the whole bus journey, like giving her the nastiest look.
The way she was actually looking me up and
like
down.
She was giving her daggers like crazy. It was very mad.
She's like, I might as well have been dressed like a slut. Like,
no,
Jesus
honestly.
Christ.
Like, and the thing is as well, you're wearing your nice Fair Dame coat.
I was wearing my long black coat, like covered up
black,
to shit. And...
Exactly, long black trench coat, looking like a Fair Dame. And she still had a problem. I did not get it. I did not understand. But guys, haters are going
to
hate.
And then she proceeds to go to the back and sit right in the middle. It was actually like part of a horror film. And then we looked back and then she's just still staring. Like, sat right in the middle, in that middle seat, guys, at the back. And she's still staring.
I was like, making eye contact with her.
I was like, this is actually scary.
It was very,
like,
very.
Before we got on the bus, yeah, I was with Diona. And like, you know how we're walking in pairs? You guys are in front of us. Like, there was a bus that was waiting at the bus stop and it was just like stationary. And I just look up, like, to the top of the bus. I don't know why I always do this, but I just look up, see who's on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, like, grown-ass man, uncle, just, like, staring at me. And I thought, cool, like, he just looked at me, whatever. I look back. The guy, like, dislocated his neck and looked back to see where I was going.
The people at the top of Birmingham buses.
No, they're actually...
oh my god,
there might as well be surveillance cameras. Because the way the next move is crazy. Well. Yeah, it's very mad.
And he was still looking.
It was crazy. It's very, very scary. Yeah. But anyway, guys, we're gonna love you and leave you. That has been our pod today, episode 59 of La Gidi and the podcast. Okay. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for joining me. It's been a very, very good episode, and I think we're going to help a lot of people with this one. Going to push this one to the max.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then guys, like, if we talk, like, just listen, please. Like,
no, actually, just listen. Like, we've actually experienced it enough to actually, we're actually not even like, why would we want to lie to you?
Exactly.
Like, we're telling you the truth based off of our life experiences.
Oh, that's your best.
We have your best interests at heart. You know?
Yeah, we're...
But any last words from you guys? Anything you want to plug yourselves? Are you okay?
No, I'm just gonna get vexed if these men don't listen. If we do another dilemma problem and one of the issues you're talking about is the dilemma, I will just slap you through the phone.
No, it's actually true, and it's warranted because guys, we're actually giving you the steps to succeed in life
for free.
Okay, for free. You don't pay for this shit. You don't pay for the shit. We just be, you know, enriching you guys with knowledge every 2 weeks. Occasionally, you know, this, I think the last pod was like 16 days ago, so it's two episodes a month, okay. And it might increase, it might not, it might decrease,
He always does this. You're selling them
no, in the future, it might be more when I'm done with uni, but that's not until 2025. Do you know what I mean? That's not until 2025.
Maybe this summer, because you know, I'm done with school,
yeah, but you know, I'm busy.
Okay, well then that's you. This is your podcast.
Exactly. I'll make time for you guys, eh?
Yeah,
always.
You know.
I always do.
Yeah.
But until next time, guys, don't die.
Zogamazazay.
And peace.
Bye.
Bye.